this is a bit surreal. I mean, it'd be nice to walk up in Wembley Steps and pick up the trophy as winners, you know. And yeah, as I say, it's a bit surreal. But no, I think nervous and excited, I think both. But I think once you get a couple of minutes into the game, I think then you're just eyes on the game and that's it, really.
Does it help that you, you know, get to wear your home kit and stuff like that? You won the toss. Are you into all that sort of superstition malarkey? You don't, like, hop on one leg before you go out on the pitch?
Me personally, I'm not really superstitious, but it's nice to wear a home kit, obviously, especially for the fans and stuff, because I wouldn't have thought many of the fans have got a way top. It's nice to, once in our life, we're going to have a brand new kit and names on the back shirt for nice for the day. And it'd be nice after the game as well, get that framed and put it on the wall, and it's something to be proud of, you know.
I know it's a hard question to answer, but how do you think you'll feel when you run out onto that Wembley pitch? Because, I mean, I've just been there to watch as a spectator and I got goosebumps.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I've been there three or four times now, and I've watched Portsmouth hometown three of times, and I've watched Oasis there, and I know it's a bit different. I get goosebumps just getting there, and yeah, to walk out on that pitch and play on the pitch, it's one of the best stadiums in the world, and it's a little bit different than playing at our home ground in Gosport. But the boys, you know, we've beaten better teams than us and higher teams than us in league positions, and on our way to the final, and we've got nothing to worry about. We know they're going to be a good side and we know they're favourites, but let's say give it our best. We don't concede early on. The longer the game goes on, we've got half a chance.
I know you're only used to playing in front of smaller crowds, so obviously at Wembley you're going to have a few thousand there. That'll be a bit different. I mean, is it good that you've got a nice balance of older and players, younger? Yeah. To sort of keep, you know, certain people's feet on the ground, maybe to sort of get rid of some of those nerves?
Me personally, I think in teams you need a few old heads and you need a few young legs. You do need that, and especially us players that are getting on now and pushing over 30. But then we've got young players, 19, 18, 21. So, but we need their legs, and I think they need our heads, to be honest, yeah.
What do your work colleagues make of this?
I work with a few older, they're like 40, 50, and they all like football, and they're like saying, well, they can't believe, you know what I mean, you're playing at Wembley. That's the thing, you're playing at Wembley. It's not, they don't say, oh, you're in a cup final, when in fact they just say, look, you're playing at Wembley, and it is a bit surreal. And as I say, from where this Gosport's come the last 3 years, from the lower leagues, the Southern Premier, no promotion, then promotion, and getting to Wembley, it's just, I mean, I joined 3 years ago and I never even thought about this, you know, you, and you don't think of it. Never in my wildest dreams would I ever thought I'd have a chance of playing at Wembley.